Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today's topic is, what are your unhealthy go-tos at work? So you're having a stressful day, or somebody pissed you off, or you're just not in the mood, you're tired, you're hungover. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can cause a really bad day. But what do you go to? We always find this really fascinating, and we're always asking our clients about their self-care. So we find out a lot of what you guys do out there. We know what you do. We know what we do. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to start with junk food, because I think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of offices have free food, and it's usually not carrots.
That's right.
You know, it's donuts and it's cakes.
That's
somebody's
right.
Birthday cake, or it's pizza, or it's always something that, you know, would make me sick.
I find this is a particularly popular go-to for health organizations. This is what I find really fascinating.
That's funny. That's I think it's true everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
What, junk food?
Oh, yeah.
Like what? I've never seen... You don't eat junk food.
But if I'm stressed or anxious, I will definitely...
Well, come on, Logan. What do you want?
Like anything chocolate, anything with peanut butter, anything...
You have not opened that bag of chocolate covered pretzels. I am waiting for someone to open them because I don't want to be the first.
Catch me on a stressful day.
All right, I may stress you out later. I need you. Anyway.
To open the bag up.
But I think junk food is a big one.
Yeah,
that's probably
I see it
one.
In companies, and sometimes we are invited, and then they'll order in lunch, and I always think, really?
Right.
Get
well,
a salad.
And, right. Well, and you may not even think of it as junk food. You just decide to have a couple of slices of pizza for lunch.
Right.
And yet then you sit like a septic tank for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, you're in a food coma.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. But then there's others.
Yes, there are many others.
So what's your favorite, Catherine?
Of these, so we've got a list here that we're working from. I would say not the affair with a coworker.
Oh, but that's a good one. Some people do that. I'm really stressed. I'm going to have an affair.
I can do the
a quickie.
You know, I put YouTube, and I have to confess that I will do that. That sometimes I'll put on like a political satire comedy show when I need some comfort.
Ooh. Oh, that's your comfort. Interesting.
Some Stephen Colbert.
Exactly.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Interesting.
Seth Meyers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I always listen to NPR when I'm making coffee in the morning, and they gave a statistic that more people watch porn on their computers than all of the HBO and Netflix and all of those combined.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought, how can that be? But apparently a lot of people do it at work also.
Oh, my God. Oh, there you go. The 40 hours a week that are...
Yeah. So that may be something also on a bad day. You may go and do that.
Yeah.
And that's probably not a good idea. It's probably not.
Well, it's funny because we hear about it every so often.
We do.
If someone cracks down on their how people are using the internet and then suddenly discover these pockets.
Oh my gosh.
Huge porn consumption.
I have a client who's a bookkeeper, and she found that the guy that ran the company had subscriptions to porn sites.
God.
And she had been paying the bills. And she didn't want to look it up. She asked me to look it up, and of course it was a porn site.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there's just social media abuse.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're like, I can't take it here anymore, I'm just going to go see what's happening on Facebook.
Well, and you can get lost on that for hours.
Yeah.
I have a couple of good friends who have admitted that their addiction really is Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll just spend hours looking around. And they're both of the people I'm thinking of are very visual people. Mm-hmm. And so they're just looking. They also use Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that we all have to use social media, but I think it's the overuse of it.
Sure.
Which is hard to gauge sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also video games. I know a lot of people do that also. Mm-hmm. And I do find that relaxing. I sometimes will do that on my phone. And, you know, there's also alcohol and drugs, which not highly recommended. But we know, I mean, our building right here, we know we're on the top floor. Everybody goes up to the roof.
We're at Weed Central here.
Yeah,
it's some smells.
And during the day, I don't know how you go back to work.
I don't either.
But, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's their choice, I understand. Yeah. There's also online shopping. That's a big, you know.
I saw that a lot in school.
Did you?
I did.
That's so interesting.
I did in lecture classes.
Oh, I did too. What were they
shopping?
Because
you're on your computer, you're taking notes, but people would just go and they would just browse shopping clothes.
Yeah.
I'd see a lot. Any like electronic goodies.
That's so true.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And remember we worked at a place where I was thinking of a slightly different version of online shopping, but one of the head managers who was basically a sacred cow would trade stocks all day.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, that was her go-to. But I remember, Logan, we were giving a lecture, Catherine and I, it was last year, and you were sitting next to the guy who had hired us, and I went over, and I said, wow, was he engaged? And you said, he was booking his vacation.
Right. He was on his phone, Yep.
That didn't feel good.
but that would be a go-to, wouldn't it, to be planning your trip as a way of kind of escaping your workplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually booking a vacation today, but this is my company. I don't know if I work for somebody else if I would do that.
So what is your go-to, Kathy?
I think a lot of
this. Beauties.
Yeah. If I'm stressed, food is usually my my go-to. Eat my feelings for sure.
Well, we have a chip issue, I think, here. I certainly do. I eat chips. I'm salt and fat is my thing.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely do a lot of
that. We have snacks here.
We got snacks.
We got our snacks, yeah. But we're not horrendous. Right.
Like work still gets done here. It's not like
But we don't have like pizzas and donuts stuff hanging around.
No.
But we have some chocolate. but we do, yeah. So that's mine. What is yours? You said the videos.
I said the videos and
yours is the junk food also.
The junk food too. Although I'll do the videos.
Yeah, I think YouTube that's my biggest escape.
Yeah.
They bore me.
That's why it takes all different folks for all different
everybody has a different way of handling a bad day. So, you know, none of them really make the day go faster or the day get better. And what we usually hear from people is they don't feel good after.
Right.
They feel better when they've had a productive day of work. So,
And I imagine it takes a little chunk of productivity in that day if you're stuff in your face with donuts or an hour watching YouTube.
Oh, I just thought of another one is caffeine.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I can, I'm not a huge caffeine person, but I know there are people who drink like 5-6 cups a day.
Yes, many people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yes, I think the point we're making is not that these are not problematic unless they are preventing you from being fully engaged, unless you're gaining a lot of weight, unless you're spending a lot of money that you don't have.
You know,
if in some way they are harming you, and how we started when we were talking about this earlier, Logan, when we do our workshop about unhooking, working with you is killing me. One of the questions Kathy always asks the audience is you go home and you consume large quantities of...
And I put it out to the audience.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And half the room will say wine, the other half, you know,
chocolate,
TV.
Videos.
Yeah. And it's so funny in different audiences to hear what people admit to doing and also shopping, overeating, chocolate, ice cream, all those things.
Yep.
And, you know, it's one thing to know it and to do it occasionally, but to do it all the time, then, you know, you want to relieve the problem, not try to mask it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's really the idea that we're all going to have a few unhealthy go-tos, but we're going to them probably for relief, for distraction, for some version of relaxation. And it might be possible that if you're doing too much of something, you could go to a healthier go-to.
That's right.
Right.
Right. Maybe it's that you need to get up and walk around or you need to exercise a little bit. We dare say it, or you need to eat something healthier that energizes you rather than bringing you
down. I think one we forgot to talk about was gossip.
Oh, my gosh.
That's in a big one. I think sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I mean, I think this is true for all of us, we'll go to, like, the person we know is a hater, you know, and we can just, like, did you hear what she said? You know, you really can go down that rabbit hole, and that doesn't feel good at the end of the day either. It feels good momentarily.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another one. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's a really good one. Well, no, I was just thinking that, yeah, we all do a little bit of these things and we need them for relief. But if you're doing it in a large measure, there's probably something, you're hungry for something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's maybe fulfillment or less pressure, or you need to calm yourself down, or you need soothing, or you need connection, or you need literally exercise.
Right.
Yeah.
But some form of stress relief that's maybe a little better for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your healthy go-to, Kathy?
Go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't, it's hard to go to the gym in the middle of the day, but
yeah.
Go for a walk and, or call somebody that makes me laugh.
Mm.
I might do that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just try to connect with someone that I enjoy, you know,
yeah.
So that I'm having a pleasant conversation rather than whatever's happening that I don't want to,
yeah.
It's not that pleasant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about for you, Logan?
I go for walks too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll choose the healthier food option.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most yeah. of the time. I've never most seen you time. Not.
I do.
I'm looking for
yeah.
it now.
Yeah. Yeah. She's looking for it. Yeah. What about you, Kathy?
Well, as you all know, I sometimes close my door and exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That helps me a lot. Yeah. And I'm a walker for sure. And we have Daisy here on Fridays.
Oh, she's the best relief. Yeah. She's yeah. the best relief.
Yeah. She's a stress reliever for me. So those are my healthy.
She's
things.
Always up for a belly rub. So.
Yeah.
And you can tell her your problems and she'll just keep, you know, smiling at you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So all that's right. it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the unhealthy go-tos just a little bit and some healthy ones as well.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.